If you're not in a hurry, he's a great lawyer. That's true for all of them, though, isn't it? 3, 2, 1. Good morning, Magic 100 listeners, and thanks for joining us. You've tuned into The Reporter on the Air. I'm Will. I'm here with Don Daniel, the founder and the columnist of On the Outside Looking In, the founder
and
of this newspaper. And a vile curmudgeon, if you ask certain
people,
certain
sources. If you ask the chamber.
Former chamber folks.
Yeah, former chamber, yes. Okay.
But we are gathered around the table, as we do every week, and talk about what's going on in Forsyth and Monroe County. And first of all, a shout out to the dude, Richard Dumas. He's taking some well-deserved R&R time.
I think he does, too. How many six-packs do you think he bought?
The Reporter has a great benefits package. You know, we give you days off with a six pack.
I love it, Father. Well, let me tell you something. Again, you know, I often say to you, welcome to Monroe County. But you know, you had some front page stuff that the bus fleet manager got the school bus. You know, he got fired for obviously absconding with some stuff and reselling it.
Maybe.
What? But they had to have a reason.
There's been no criminal charges as of this time, but there is a criminal investigation, Don. And there apparently Napa. You know, Napa's a big company. You ever go to Napa Auto Parts?
Is it Hams?
Yeah,
Ham
Auto.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, they spend. You know, the county spends thousands upon thousands of dollars, as I point out in my column, with Ham's Auto.
They better do a checkup from the head up.
No kidding.
Somebody might want to sit up a counter.
That's
and
right.
Check into,
you know,
that one.
They need to investigate. I think it'd be a great case for the grand jury and our district attorney to say, hey, Napa people, how are we all involved in this?
The city Forsyth Police Department is looking into it, and they say they're waiting. Tell us, Daniels, the investigator, told the reporter.
Who's looking into it?
The Forsyth Police Department. Did you know we have a police department?
I call them the 12 inches.
So, the grass inspectors. So,
that's a good one.
No, they're on it. They're on the case, and they say that Napa has its own private investigator, and they're waiting for evidence from him.
Okay, you want to place a bet on this yet?
Two people have been fired, one from Napa and one from the Board of Education, the school bus fleet manager. And what we're hearing, Don, this is just according to our sources and to the police investigator, that they would order, sunglasses.
Oh, sunglasses?
But they would put on the receipt, there would be a $250 pair of sunglasses, and on the receipt it would say square glasses. so it sounded like it was for a bus.
Will, I tell you, it just amazes me how they think they can get away with this, because eventually they're going to get caught.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get caught.
We're not doing that.
You have some more shocking news, because a lot of anticipation had built up, anticipating a new restaurant coming to town, and everybody was sort of saying, yay, you know. And lo and behold, you know.
The Pippin's barbecue at the Blue Tick is not going to happen. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. You've been involved in. You've heard some of these discussions. Were you familiar with this? Did you know this was backed up?
I knew that it was trying to happen, and it got so convoluted from a legal standpoint, I think, and I'm surmising here. I don't have any evidence of this, but I think Pippin just decided, hey, it was not a good investment with all the legal ramifications.
Yeah, because you had two partners in that Blue Tick restaurant that didn't always
G-haul.
Agree. Didn't G haul.
Yeah, that's right.
So you know, there's only one ship that won't sail.
That's right.
It's a partnership.
That's right. Never, never. You know,
good news for someone. Bad news for the square, but good news for our other barbecue restaurant where we just were for ribbon cutting.
You know what? I don't understand that. It's been open now for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the ribbon cutting today.
Well, what obviously happened was they tried to save some money, not join the chamber, not do any advertising, and then, you know, maybe they decided they needed to do a little investment in the community.
Good.
That's my just an outside looking in.
Well, you know the
coin of phrase.
No, you can't use that phrase. I've got that phrase.
As long as you stay off the porch, I won't be on the outside.
I ain't getting on your porch because you got two dogs. But anyway, you know, you, and again on the front page, you had, let's get the front page out of the way. You had a homecoming queen.
Yeah, Abby Gray was our Mary Persons homecoming queen for 2019. And, you know, I didn't put this in the paper, but I guess we can talk about it because it's kind of interesting. Did you know Mary Persons High School has a policy for homecoming contestants?
Homecoming. Okay.
That policy is that they are not to engage in any kind of advertising, promoting, voting for me on social media. They can do the old-timey cutting cards and handout cards and posters, but they cannot use social media. So, one of the candidates
did.
Someone, she said it was a friend, campaigned, lobbied for homecoming queen.
That ain't cool.
She was banned. She was allowed to be part of the homecoming court, and she came out on the field at halftime, but she was not permitted to win homecoming queen.
I think it's fantastic. Hey, have you heard this? This is
I'm not done.
Oh, excuse me.
After Abby Gray was crowned homecoming queen, her father, who escorted her, got down on one knee and presented her with her own crown.
Fantastic.
A little controversy for the fantastic. I didn't know about it. Somebody called me and said,
so
what
the girl
happened?
Was unqualified, was on the field, and her daddy came out and put a crown on him.
I'm expecting a welcome to Monroe County.
Yeah, welcome. But have you seen the news reports about the school and it's up in North Atlanta?
Yeah, in Pickens County. My buddy owns the paper up there.
About the gender thing?
Yeah, I emailed him today and said, How can I get a transgender dispute going on here so we can sell a lot of newspapers?
No kidding. Anyway, the essence of the story is that the superintendent says no transgender bathroom. You go where your sex tells you.
Amen.
To go.
Good for him.
Amen.
And the people of Pickens County are what made that happen.
Ooh,
they stood up and said, "Not in Pickens County,
you won't."
That's
right. I think it's fantastic.
I think the same thing would happen in Monroe County if they tried to let the boys go.
Well, you know, I wrote in my column this week about, hey, could it happen in Forsyth? About anyway,
the Dahlonega protest.
Dahlonega protest and. And I've often wondered how we would have handled it. And I don't try to relate this to anything, but you know the local NAACP, you know, on Martin Luther King's birthday, they usually have a parade around town. And it's always been complimentary and very nice in the manner which it was handled. It was no rabble rousing. But anyway.
Yeah, I liked your column because you were just raising, hey, let's think ahead. What if something controversial came to Monroe County? And hopefully our local officials would be able to handle it. But boy, at Dahlonega, it could have gotten out of control, couldn't it?
In a skinny minute.
Easily.
Have you gone to Blanche Farm?
I have. Man, they gave me some bacon. I got some a pork chop. It was delicious.
You cooked it.
I didn't eat it raw.
You didn't eat it raw?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
It was outstanding.
Well, I'm going to have to go down there because I saw where they have lamb.
Yes, they have the best lamb.
I have.
Please go see them and tell them.
I'm going to go today.
Tell them the reporter sent you.
I'm going to go and tell them I'm with the reporter.
Awesome.
I get Will's discount. But anyway, that's a good place. And, hey, there's something happening that sort of intrigued me. You've got an ad in the paper this week about the cotton picking warehouse that was part of Trio at one time.
Yes.
That building has been sold.
Everything must go.
What's going in there? What's your scoop on this?
Well, it's going to be in our magazine, which comes out next week. We'll have a story about how George Imami, local developer and a county commissioner, has plans for kind of a brewery, kind of a hip, kind of retro.
He was going to put that in the ice house.
Well, the ice house is going to be maybe a restaurant. He's got different, you know, George, he's got 40 million ideas, and he's just got to, so we'll see what he does where. But you ever been to the Society Garden in Macon? That's kind of the hot, trendy place to go.
Yeah.
And that's what he's looking for, kind of a retro.
Well, you know, I told George, I think there's a heck of a market in Forsyth for a brew pub. You know, up in Jackson, Georgia, they got a distillery.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to go by there the other day, and they were not there, but I want to go by and see it. But I think a brew pub, boy, I tell you what, I've got a friend very much involved in brew brew pubs up in North Atlanta, and he says it's amazing. He says it's amazing.
Jackson has a two-story liquor store. Mega.
It's not two stories.
I heard they did.
No.
They built a two-story liquor store in downtown Jackson.
Where?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
They got a big one right there at the corner with a huge one. With got airplanes hanging in it.
It's not two stories?
No, it's not two stories.
Okay, maybe I dreamed
it. They got the same guy that owns that one owns the one up in McDonough.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, I tell you what, you got Hutchison Ford. You got some big advertisers this week.
We are blessed. We're blessed, and we are here to serve our customers, to serve our businesses, to help to promote them. And we are promoting Hutchison Ford this week and Volume Chevrolet. Right. You know, Monroe Kent, Forsyth, all of a sudden we've got two really vibrant car dealerships that are trying really good.
You know what Ford stands for?
I know. Fix or repair daily.
I've never had that problem. But anyway, I think it's great for Monroe County. And, you know, work is finally going strong until we had the rain yesterday on where the, what is it, what I was going over there?
Super Chicken. Zaxby's. They framed it up.
Yeah.
It's exciting times to be in Forsyth, Monroe County.
I like Zaxby's, by the way.
Good. Well, they'll have a customer right when they get here then.
That's right. I have to ask you a question, Will. Shoot. I'm going to really put you on the spot.
Okay.
We're doing this show on Thursday, and having to do it on when we're doing it right now because Will is going to a 1 o'clock meeting. And I'm sure that you will have a written detailed story about your meeting today.
Yeah, I may be banned after my column about the transportation tax.
Well, they haven't. Well, if you go up there and they don't let you in, you got to realize how you messed up. But yeah. What you told me is that our development authority is meeting with DOT representatives.
That's correct. That's so, correct. So we'll see
are
what
they gonna yell fire again like the city council member did.
I think we're gonna find out what the DOT has planned for Monroe County. Probably not much, and we'll find out what the development authority says they need from the DOT to make things happen. And maybe a bypass will come up, Don. Maybe you should be there.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Put a plug in for a truck bypass.
And you know, I want to tell you something. This happened the other day when they had that wreck down here on the interstate. You know, and it was all clogged up for a couple, 3 or 4 hours. Well, Forsyth was clogged up too.
Yeah, the rain. Well, that rain when it rained on Tuesday.
But anyway, there was traffic. It was just, and I'm going to say this, Mike. Traffic was hellacious in downtown Forsyth.
Did you get caught in it?
I knew some escape routes. But anyway, I did? I called city manager Janice Hall. And I said, Janice.
Is she taking your calls these days?
Yeah. I said, get out of your office and go put on your traffic directing uniform. And, of course, you know.
What'd she say?
Ha ha. I said, well, where is it? Why is it someone from the Forsyth Police Department out here directing traffic? Are they out measuring how far tires are from the white line? And she said, Don, they're all working wrecks. And I said, okay, thank you. But, you know, that's happened twice to me. With the city of Forsyth, you know.
Well, speaking of traffic, I'm hearing more and more buzz about the transportation tax that I wrote about this week, and specifically, I had a reader visit this morning and said, "I am incensed that the county tried to sneak this in on how much is the county spending on this election that is only going to have one question on the ballot?"
Probably in the neighborhood of $10,000-$15,000.
I was thinking the same thing.
Between $10,000 and $15,000. Yeah. By the time they have to pay the employees at the voting precincts, you know, that's.
And here's my prediction that it will all be for naught because this thing is going to get rejected.
I don't think it's going to pass either.
I don't think so. I even talked to a county employee yesterday that said he's voting against it, and he works for the county.
I've had two county employees said they can't support. But if you can't take, you can't say that, Don.
That's right. They told me that too. Not for the record. But the point I made, if I may indulge myself with talking about my column. This is the third time they've tried to come after raising our sales taxes from 7%. Currently, if you go to the store or even if you buy a car, you're going to pay a 7% sales tax. And the county wants to make it 8%. But they need your permission, dear voter, to do that. So they are asking the voters of Monroe County this November for the third time since 2012.
That's right.
You keep saying no, folks. You keep saying no.
Please.
Can we raise your taxes? No. They tried it again in 2016. Bro. Can we raise your taxes? No.
Talk to us, bro.
So this time, they got sneaky. They said, let's put it on the ballot when nobody's paying
That's
attention.
Right.
Nobody's going to be voting. There's no presidential, governors, or county commission races. And they're trying to sneak it by you, folks. Are you listening? Are you awake? Do you care?
I hope you – I think you are. You know, like you – what happened? Why did you quit running about the – when the no response county line, you know,
because we have a new Secretary of State, we're giving him a chance.
If you hit him long enough,
we better start counting, huh?
That's right, better start counting.
But anyway, and the other point I make is that
I hope you bring this up every week
until the election.
Yeah, and but I'm going to digress just a little tad, Will. You know, it is amazing how the county is spending money like a drunken sailor. I mean, you go up there, Richard and I, when we're up there, and they're talking about, you know, read my column, $280,000. They're going to, you know, they spend all this money.
I heard when Jim Hedges was hired, they said, watch him, he likes to spend the money, and that is borne out.
You know, I would have to give the commissioners, and I'll give Mr. Hedges a little compliment here, too. Is that there's a lot of things that needed to be done, and we're doing it at such a rapid pace. I wonder if the well ain't going to run dry on the money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess that's why they're coming after more taxes. And yeah. I haven't been at the meetings like you and Richard have, but Richard
you
told
read,
me
you read
I read
you write.
Your column, right. And yeah. I was told the county manager made sort of a veiled reference to the fact that if this sales tax doesn't pass, it'll have to come out of higher property taxes.
Yeah,
I agree. That's not the carrot, that's the stick.
That's right. I agree with you 100%. You know, that's what they're going to say.
And I think the voters should call their bluff.
Well.
And say, you raise taxes, you'll be out of office, buddy.
I agree with you there 100%, Will. But, you know, it's amazing how y'all need to just go to the county financial page. You can do it just like I do. And you just ought to see where, you know, they... By the way, it looks like I've got an advocate in Bill Weaver.
Yeah, he speaks your language.
Now I think if Bill and I, if we could convince you to be as adamant in your column about parking as Bill and I have been, and Bill getting there, maybe we could get some off-street parking.
Do you have a handicap sticker still? I know you after you had surgery.
I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's real hard for me to walk.
Well, he said that he was pleasantly surprised that most of the people who park in handicap spots at the Walmart in Forsyth and the Ingles, most of them had handicap tags. But
Right. But
on the disappointing side, many of the people who had a handicap tag did not appear. Now we don't know. Might be mentally handicapped. You just can't tell. Can you say that? I don't know. That was not politically correct.
That's a good one.
So you observe parking a lot. Do you think that people abuse the handicapped parking spots?
I've seen it abused a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen it abused in downtown Forsyth. You know,
Bill did a nice little scientific study. He sat there for an hour and sort of studied. He even counted the number of cars. And he said that it looks like that some folks are getting Paw Paw's handicap tag. He probably been dead for 10 years.
The police are out measuring tires to the stripe instead of looking for handicapped people.
Yeah.
You know?
Might be,
I know they are.
So you think maybe they could take that ruler and take it to the handicap spot?
Hey, okay. We'll change the subject in just a minute. Let's go back to the Board of Education. You want to?
Sure.
I think the Board of Education did the right thing on this employee. But here's the thing that I mentioned to you and I mentioned to Diane. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble on this one. Our county attorney is also the attorney for the school board. And somebody needs to file an open records request to see how much we have paid.
Benjamin A. Vaughn.
Benjamin A. Vaughn.
LLC, INC. AAL.
AKA county attorney. I just think we need to do that. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, Will, I am so proud of where you're going with this paper. I tell you, I'm glad.
Well, we're blessed. We're very fortunate to have the support of this community in advertising and in readership. And I'm always amazed. I don't think there's any other paper. You know, of course, the Megan Telegraph, you may have heard, is cutting out its Saturday edition.
That's right. And, you know how many pages it had yesterday?
How many?
Eight.
8 pages. You know, well, we're very fortunate to be where we are. We're kind of a unique. We're spawning. I say we're spawning against the currents. All the fish are floating downstream dead, and we're swimming
you're
upstream.
You're still fighting. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. But anyway, you know, it's Forsyth. You know, people think I'm so getting negative about Forsyth and Munro County.
I've heard that sometimes. Some people think you're too negative.
Well, the point is, if you look at the net. It's being translated into negativism. I say it's opportunities. Look at the opportunities that we have that we're not capitalizing on.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to call me...
You're only negative because you're positive.
That's right.
Because you see opportunity.
That's right. I like opportunity. That. You know, somebody said, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And I said, no, I'm an opportunist.
I like that. You know, hey! Don, our Monroe County Hospital has unveiled its new emergency room, and boy, is it sharp.
I'm going to tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, even though
God forbid you have to go,
is wide open and ready for you when you cut your finger off or bump your head, you know, you ought to just go out there and see our it is so
first rate.
Oh, man.
Looking good.
And, you know, what is happening with Navicent is they are providing some first-class service for the Monroe County Hospital from the emergency services, something we haven't had for a long time.
Yep. Kudos to Lorraine Smith, the CEO of Monroe County Hospital, and also Mac Brown, your buddy, the chairman of the hospital board.
Yes, sir.
They're making progress.
You've got some progressive people on the hospital board now. And anyway,
The Mary Persons Bulldogs are off this week, open date, but got a big game this coming. You know, they're listening to this on Sunday. The game of the year is this Friday at home in the pit. West Lawrence, the Raiders come to town from Dexter, and this game will probably determine the region championship. Mary Persons is going for its 5th straight region title, which will be a school record, but they'll have a very tough chore because the Raiders are loaded this year.
Hey, listen, I'm going to have to bug out on you. I've got about 2 more minutes to be with you.
We're in good shape. We're in good shape.
So anyway.
Anything else you want to hit on? We did have a story in this week's paper about, hunting season, Don, starts this weekend, season.
It started Saturday, didn't it?
Yesterday. You hear this. And did you get in? You don't hunt deer, do you?
No, I used to. Let me tell you what I got a picture of them. You know, I've complained about my collards getting eaten up.
Yeah.
Which are right next to the house in my collard pack. Yesterday morning, guess what? It wasn't rabbits. 2 deer. Anyway, my dogs are so lazy. They just my dogs, when they see a deer now,
they just yawn.
No, they go arf, arf.
Don, we got a lot of news on this page. So I wanted to hit it. Joe Reed is running for the state legislature.
So, if I have ever heard of stupidity for running.
Wow. Came out firing.
He said he doesn't know anything about politics.
Well, here's the deal. Here's my question. When was the last time that a Monroe Countyan was in the state legislature?
Back when Jim Cole, I guess.
Jim Cole, yep, you're right. So we'll see. He was Susan Holmes' predecessor, and Joe's from High Falls. And Susan's district now only contains a very small part of Monroe County, but we'll see if...
I'm in her district.
Joe is running as an independent, so that's that'll be kind of interesting. Don, the mayor of Forsyth, Eric Wilson, is asking the other leaders along the corridor and I-75 for help with this truck lanes, because he's worried that it's really going to hurt Forsyth.
You know what?
You got thoughts?
Yeah, I got thoughts on this. We're yelling and crying wolf, and we haven't seen the wolf yet. You know, it's just, you know, everybody is going into hyper mode, you know, about this thing. Anyway, they've gone into hyper mode.
Do you know where Piedmont Hills apartments are?
Yes.
If you live in Piedmont Hills apartment, I know we have some listeners at Piedmont Hills, so shout out to you guys. Yeah, you're going to have to get up at by 7 a.m. and be out of there because they're going to be doing some major renovations, all new floors, spending $4 million. So
it's deserved. It should be.
After 30 years, it's time. Yes. Well, folks, we just about covered it. We do need to mention the Momentum Church is open in Forsyth. If you're looking for a new church, I'm going to plug my church, New Providence Baptist. We'd love to have you.
I'm going
to
plug mine.
Don's going to plug his church. Go ahead, Don.
Perrin Church is having their fall festival on the 27th.
Come on up. That's Sunday?
Whenever the
27th. Sunday, I believe.
I don't remember.
Are you going to be bobbing for apples?
No.
What's your...
I'm going to take pictures.
Okay, you'll be the media. You are the marketing
director.
Well,
I got to go.
All right, thanks, God.
You got five minutes.
We're in good shape. Right. The Mary Persons has released its SAT scores. You know,
that's fantastic.
This is what we do. We talk about the news in Monroe County. Mary Persons.
Bye, y'all.
See you, Don. SAT scores in Monroe County. They are the average score for the most recent take of the SAT, which, of course, is called the College Admissions Test. The average score was 1058 in Monroe County. 172 students took the test. That's out of a max of 1,600. We fared better than most Middle Georgia counties. We fared better than Pike. We fared better than Peach. Better than Macon County. Better than Lawrence County. Better than Lamar County. Better than Jones County, which is sort of one of our comparable counties, which had a 1038. We beat them by 20 points on the average score. Houston County was just 10 points ahead of us at 1068. That is one of our main competitors for Middle Georgia. We actually ranked above Houston County in the most recent district rankings across the state, well ahead of Henry County, which average score was 1003. Griffin-Spalding County was 965. We beat them. Fayette County was higher. They're one of the best school systems in the state. They had 1140. Crawford was 1036. But, you know, Crawford only had 46 students take that SAT. So that was one-fourth of the number that took it in Monroe County. You know, the more people that take it, the harder it is to get that score up because you've got your top-end kids are usually going to take the SAT, the brightest, the ones who are heading to college. And so this was a chance for, so if you do well with a lot of kids taking the test, you're doing really something. Bibb County, you may ask, what was Bibb County's average SAT score? I'll answer. It's 942, which is about 110 points lower than Monroe County. So anyway, interesting food for thought, SAT scores in Monroe County. In other news, did you know there's another new church? We talked about Momentum Church opening in the old Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center where Aaron's Rentals used to be. They're open now. Now, there's a new church called Living Word Community Church on Juliet Road. That's where the used to be Second Baptist Church, and then more recently it was a Rock Springs campus, and they have turned that over to Living Word Community Church. So this week's reporter has an article about the new pastor there, Jeff Holcomb, and his family. And check that out if you haven't yet. You've just got to read the Monroe County Reporter to know what's happening in our town. And I appreciate everyone joining Don and I for the show today. We'll be back to full strength next week. Richard will be back and be here to visit with you on Magic 100. Thank you for tuning in to the Reporter on the radio. And if you don't take the newspaper, please give us a call, 994-2358. We'd love to sign you up and get you plugged in to what's going on in Forsyth and Monroe County, because there is no better way to keep up than to read the Reporter. Hope you'll have a good week, and join us again next Sunday morning, 7 a.m. on Magic 100. Have a good week, everybody.